Everybody could take their seats. The first agenda item is an open period for public comment. This is an opportunity for anybody in the public to come forward and discuss anything that isn't otherwise on the agenda, if they want to bring any issues to the attention of the council. Maggie Raymond.
Thank you, John, and congratulations, John and Rip, and good luck. I'm Maggie Raymond, speaking for Associated Fisheries of Maine, and I think most of the council members know that the majority of our members are completely dependent on the health of the groundfish resource, but we also have some limited access scallop vessels and some general category ITQ vessels. And from the perspective of our groundfish members first, I wanted to say that it was difficult to sit here yesterday and hear bad news again about groundfish. There was obviously some good news, and when Dr. Rago was reporting on the good news about haddock, he joked about some gifts from Santa Claus, and I was thinking of the the boats that had gone out of business when, you know, thousands of miles of ground fishing area was closed. So anyway, I just wanted to put a face on that Santa Claus. But the real reason why I'm at the microphone now is to draw your attention to the letter that I wrote to you last week, in which I have proposed some potential solutions that may be helpful in dealing with groundfish bycatch in the scallop fishery, as well as potentially reducing some capacity in the groundfish fishery. And as I said in the letter, I deliberately left out the details because I just would like the council to acknowledge that there is this problem and that something can and should be done about it. So I was hoping that the council might have a discussion about that and whether or not the council staff, maybe in cooperation with the groundfish and scallop industry, come up with a white paper of some options on how we might deal with those issues in a timely manner. Thank you.
Thanks, Maggie. For council members' information, it's behind the letter she referenced is behind tab 3. It's letter number 10I. So as we get into groundfish discussions today, if there's an appropriate time for someone at the council that after they read the letter to make a motion or suggest a course of action for the council to take to look into the issues of yellowtail bycatch in the scallop fishery and the ability to move ace between groundfish and scallop vessels, that would be a good time to make that suggestion or a motion. Drew?
Good morning. This is Drew Minkiewicz on behalf of the Fishery Survival Fund, which represents the bulk of the limited access scallop fleet. Just to follow on Maggie's comments, Fishery Survival Fund recognizes that one of the issues for the scallop fishery going forward is going to be allocation of bycatch. And, you know, we don't have a specific ask or a specific solution in mind at this time, but we do want to work with the council on developing that. I mean, one of the things that the Fishery Survival Fund wants to do is see how the groundfish fishery shakes out after this, during this amendment process, and how the scallop fishery can best mesh with it to solve these mutual problems. And, you know, the way we see it, there really is a potential for a win-win-win here. We just have to make sure we don't rush it into doing this and leave the opportunity to develop a possible solution, probably through a frameworkable action. But we're definitely interested in working with the groundfish industry in addressing these bycatch issues. Thank you.
Drew, anyone else? Okay, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is it your preference that we have that discussion later, or?
If you have a specific course of action you'd like to recommend, I'll entertain it.
I just wonder if we need a motion, or if we could just have consensus around the table to have the staff work on perhaps a white paper on the issue for inclusion or at least consideration in Amendment 16 to address the issue.
Yeah, I think we might be able to. I'll talk with Paul, but I think we might be able to find somebody that could gin something up and bring it back to the council. I'm not sure if it could happen by the October council meeting, but if there isn't no objection at the council level, do the best we can to present some alternatives. Any objection? Okay. Rodney.
Would it be better to do it, just leave it as do the best you can or make a motion, and then it's on a record as a motion?
I'm comfortable with do the best you can, but if somebody at the council wants to formalize it. Okay. Anyone else in the public? Are you in the public, Mike? I'm just going to double check. Anyone else in the public have anything they want to bring forward to the council at this time? John Williamson.
John Williamson for Ocean Conservancy. It's just that the discussion that just is taking place and Maggie's proposal. So really just bring to the surface some things that this council might want to be looking at in a synoptic way. I mean, this scallop issue really brings up the question of creating a common currency across all your management plans. There is also, corollary to this, the new requirements for ACL and accountability measures really need to be developed in the context of all your plans rather than just the groundfish plan. I don't see, at this point, that the discussion has been had yet, but certainly the issues are surfacing in groundfish.
We've begun to have those discussions, John. I think in October when I give my report and the executive committee report, I think there'll be more to talk about at that time concerning that. Anybody else? Okay, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a question for the service about days at sea. I think when I was a newly appointed council member 3 years ago, there was talk of a website where you could check your days at sea accounting, and Pat assured me that it would be within a year. I think it's been three. And also, after 5 months from the start of the new fishing year, why is some of the permits, the carryover days, haven't been applied yet in both monkfish and groundfish?
I think it's unlikely, I assured you. I probably said we hope to have it in a year. And obviously that didn't come to be. And I think I've explained before that what happened was that the program or the system that we were working on, we ended up basically throwing it all out and starting from scratch again because it was clear that it just wasn't fixable. And so we've been working on the new program for probably about a year now. And I think I said anyway, maybe not at the last meeting, but the meeting before, that that the estimated date that people were giving me was sometime for rollout was sometime this year, but that I'm reluctant to actually commit to any date until I see a working system. I think we're close, but as I said, I want to see it up and working before I commit to any kind of rollout date. And then I'm not sure what the answer is on the rollover days. I'll have to check.
Okay, anything further? Okay, that concludes the open period for public comment. We're going to roll on back into ground fish. Rip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While Tom is getting ready, I just wanted to make a few comments. As usual, all the materials for the ground fish report are behind tab number 3. The ground fish committee has continued to work on developing measures for Amendment 16. The committee met on July.